A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Are you tired yet? Weary of circling the parking lots of shopping centers, listening to an endless litany of Christmas commercials, punctuated by the same six carols? Frazzled by a to-do list longer than Santa's? It seems unfair that during the month when we most long for extra hours in the day, the sun insists on setting earlier and earlier. Since beginning the Advent season, the readings have highlighted some of God's dearest dreams for us. God wants that we should have bread, nourishment. God wants that we should have sight. God wants that we should have freedom to move and leap and run. And today we hear another of God's dreams, that we should have rest. In the first reading of the day, the prophet Isaiah envisions a time when we will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint, a time when we shall soar as with eagle's wings. And now in the gospel, Jesus beckons, "Come and I will give you rest." Is it really possible that God values renewal and relaxation and sleep like God values nourishment and sight and freedom? Yes. This is the same God who declared the Sabbath in the first week of creation, setting it apart from all the other days of the week and calling it holy. This is the God who names Sabbath in the first 10 commands on Mount Sinai, and who brings it up again over 100 times in the Hebrew scriptures. But when is the last time that we took that, quote, third commandment seriously? And examining our consciences. For some reason, this is the commandment many of us find justifiable to dismiss. Today's readings ask us to take rest far more seriously, even in the midst of this hurried season. Spend at least a half hour today doing something that you find restful and renewing, playing a board game, lying quiet on the couch, reading in silence. Because strange as it sounds, one of the ways we prepare for the coming kingdom of God is to practice not doing anything at all.